Here we go.
The top five at five on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Very excited about this top five.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Number five.
At a rally in South Carolina this afternoon, Donald Trump called for a boycott of Apple because of how they are refusing to unlock the San Bernardino killer's phone for the FBI.
We keep electing.
Uh-oh.
That wasn't Donald.
What I think you ought to do is boycott Apple until such time as they give that security number. How do you like that? I just thought it. Boycott Apple. Here's the thing. First of all, the phone's not even owned by this young thug that killed all these people. The phone's owned by the government. Okay, not even his phone. We don't even have to go that far. But Tim Cook is looking to do a big number, probably to show how liberal he is.
I like how Trump goes, I just thought of this. That's what you want out of a president. A guy goes, I just thought of this.
And let me just tell everybody.
Here's what we should do.
I haven't really filtered it, but work with me here.
Wait, it gets better, though, because Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, is arguing that unlocking one phone for the government creates a dangerous precedent for the future.
But Apple should give up. They should get the security. You'll find other people. When these two young people had bombs all over their apartment on the floor, other people saw those bombs. Well, those people, in a certain way, are almost as guilty as the ones that did the shooting. We got to get to the bottom of it. And you're not going to get to the bottom of it unless we use common sense. So I like the idea. Boycott Apple until such time as they give that information. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, Apple is saying that it would be impossible for them to release the backdoor software to the government that allows them to get to this one phone and isolate it, that then it would suddenly put everybody's. It would compromise the security of everybody's phone.
Well, they argue that they would have to develop it. The software that they don't have it.
And once they develop it, it would then jeopardize because it's out there.
And the interesting thing is that there was a fascinating piece to this I didn't quite understand. This is not like cracking a phone.
It's not like jailbreaking it. Jailbreaking it is when you wipe it clean, but you can get into a phone.
This is different. This
totally
is
different.
Not getting past the 4 or 5 or 6 digit code or whatever you put into your phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. It can't open the phone. And what we learned is if you try to crack this phone and you have 10 consecutive unsuccessful attempts in a certain period of time, that wipes the phone. That's bad news for me.
Well, it's not bad news for you because all your information is in the cloud. And so if you actually access it again through your email, you grab all your stuff and you bring it back to
a new
phone.
But why can't they get to the cloud? See, that's what I don't understand about this. Why can't they go and figure out these people's cloud activity? Or is there nothing in the cloud for them?
Maybe it's text messages they want to see and voicemails and calls that you've...
But texting ends up on phone. I mean, that's obviously NSA stuff. They're able to see some of that because that ends up... If it goes through a server on its way out of the phone to the other phone...
You would think some of that would still be preservable.
Maybe it's pictures they're looking for, too. I don't know.
It could be. The pictures might not be recoverable. I mean, they obviously are going after something, and they've been trying to crack it at the FBI to get that thing and haven't been able to get it.
You ever forget your own code?
No.
I've done that
thank
before.
Thank God I have not. You've forgotten it?
Yeah, sometimes I move them around, you know, and I'm trying to remember what I do. It's like passwords.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know, like, for a new season, I will have a new set of passwords, and sometimes I'll sync up the codes to that. And I have to get in a time machine. Thank God I've got the code for that. I don't have, actually, there's no security on my time machine. I go back to my, you know, to 3 days earlier, and then I'm able to open the phone.
A texter is helping us out saying they did get the cloud information from some of their devices, but this particular one was a work phone that they didn't back up on the cloud. So I guess if you're doing, you know, things surreptitiously, you would not back it up on the cloud, which makes sense, the way you and I would want to back up our data.
All right.
So,
checking in at
number four.
Speaking at a Ted Cruz campaign event in South Carolina, Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson turned what began as a campaign event into something that sounded a little more like an old-fashioned hellfire and brimstone tent revival.
We keep electing these ungodly, I mean, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton. Come on. You say we better rise up as the sons and daughters of God, and we better vote godly and pray fervently that old Cruz gets in there.
I just need to announce I really don't understand South Carolina or how their politics work. I just, some of this is it's just a little, it's I don't understand it.
You've been to the South? You ever been to the South?
Yeah, I love Kiowa Island. I've been there.
That's not exactly the South.
No?
No.
I lived in Houston, guys, Texas for a while.
Guys from the Bahamas serving you drinks at the bar at the whatever that Grand Hotel in Kiowa is, whatever they call that. That is not exactly the South. This guy who wears camouflage to a wedding and has a beard down to his knees, that's what we're talking about here. You ever watch that show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Very entertaining.
I am massively entertained by that show. Wait, it gets better. Pounding on the lectern, holding a Bible aloft. Mm. Phil Robertson, the Duck Dynasty patriarch, promises that America is doomed. Despite the fact that the Ten Commandments are on display in the Supreme Court room, listen to this.
Children, honor your father and mother. You didn't discipline your kids, you didn't raise them right. So they get out there and they go down the road tearing up, getting all drunked up and stealing stuff and tearing people's property up. And when the laws catch them, where do they take them, South Carolina? To the courthouse, where we just got rid of the Ten Commandments, of which one of them says, children, honor your father and mother.
They didn't actually get rid of the Ten Commandments, sir. But then there was this.
Gentlemen, young men, marry you a woman. Dude, if she's clean and you're clean and you marry her, you say, and you keep your sex right there, you're never going to get a debilitating disease and or death. It's safe!
I really don't understand what's going on here. I just don't get this. Is a what? What's happening?
The Ted Cruz rally.
He's supporting Ted Cruz, right? That's right. Not what it's supposed to be about.
Did Ted Cruz run and you know cup his hands over his daughter's ear at that point?
Don't listen to this.
Oh God!
This, I don't know what he means by their sex.
Oh man. Yeah. Okay. Checking in at
number three.
Following his team's loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers, Derrick Rose says the team has to stick together now. They have to wait for teammates to get healthy, start moving in the right direction.
We just got to stay together, you know, even though it's hard times. We still got young players on this team, got people waiting to come back. Just got to stay together through the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's the ugly right now. We know the only place that we can go is up.
See, Mark Carmen, can I ask you a question?
Stay positive, Ro. Do it. I dare you.
Guy making tens of millions of dollars and made $100 million, $100 million from Adidas. Do you really want to go going, hey, you know, if we just stick together, we might actually be able to say, yeah, I'm a little sore right now, so I'm going to leave the press conference.
General body soreness, isn't that what kept him out for a little while?
See, now, Anna, everybody.
I just was repeating the facts that you told us, Mark, in your sportscast.
I might have mentioned that, yes, as did everybody else in the city. Listen, I mean, what do you want the guy to say after the game last night, right? They come up to him, well, Derek, that's.
We suck. That's what I want to hear him say.
Yeah.
We
get mad.
Get Thibodeau back. I want a guy who's going to make me run up and down the court 100 times.
Hey, if he went out and was over the top honest, we are a terrible basketball team. It's embarrassing to play here. I could hear that. That wouldn't bother me too much. That's not terrible.
Here's one where he addresses some of the criticism surrounding him.
That's why I'm here. That's why I think I made it to the league from being able to get guys open and being able to create from me being so aggressive. So. I just want to play. All the other stuff is going to come.
Okay.
He had 28 last night.
Yes, he did. He led the team, did he not?
He did. Mm-hmm. He did. I mean, listen, they don't have Jimmy Butler. They don't have Joakim.
Did they ever have all of them together? When's the last time they were all cited playing on the same court at the same time?
Never.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me. All right. You know, stop being an apologist. Stop being an apologist. This is not working for me. They've lost five in a row.
7 of 8. They're a half game from falling out of the playoff race. Let me just mention one thing. Derrick Rose grew up in this city and not one of the best parts of the city. Right. Battled his way all the way to the NBA.
It's a lovely story.
Love that part of him.
Lovely story.
Youngest MVP in the history of the league.
Yep. Lovely.
Three knee surgeries. Not his fault.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Right.
And I don't get, there's so much hate.
Man broke his eye. He broke his own eyeball.
Yeah, that's right.
Never happened.
Orbital bones? How do you break that?
You break your eyeball? It never happened.
Ran into Taj Gibson's elbow. I get it. It was his fault.
I'm just saying. All right.
I don't know.
It's going great, Carm. Don't you worry about it.
No, he's got it under control.
Number two.
While hosting a reception for Black History Month in the East Room of the White House, the president greeted the crowd with First Lady Michelle Obama by his side, and he made with the ha-has.
Hello, everybody. Well, it is so good to see all of you. Welcome to the White House. Hey. We know it is Black History Month. When you hear somebody say, hey, Michelle. Girl, you look so good.
You look good too, baby.
I want to know who is less credible when they try to get all street. Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton? Which one?
If Hillary gets street, she just changes her accent for the geography.
Right. That's what I'm saying. When she gets all southern and stuff, and it just doesn't quite make it.
It doesn't quite make it.
All right, and finally,
number one.
Doesn't sound authentic to you?
Jimmy Kimmel welcomed rapper Jason Derulo to the show last night, but he was not. But he was worried that the older people in the audience and TV viewership might not be able to understand Derulo's lyrics. Which means it's time for new lyrics for old people, in which Kimmel translates hip hop.
You know what to do with that big fat butt. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Okay, what Jason's saying here is you're an expert at manipulating your impressively large posterior, so go ahead and shake it aggressively.
patty cake with no hands. Got me in his club making wedding plans.
He's saying you're doing such a good job with the butt shaking. He's hiring a caterer. He's choosing a color scheme. He's wearing a tuxedo because he's about to propose, right?
That's exactly what he said, right?
That is
cute.
Yes. That
very,
was,
very good.
That is well done.